Thank you. Yeah. تغییر ها دلت اتسر دغیر لی دمه اتسر دغیر دمه لیه دغیر اسپیت نتاسی تنگیر ایه اکیات ایه اکیات تذکر یا تای ایه اکیات 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 ایه اکیات
Thank you.
to do. That's the way we want to live life here as a church. Because the opposite, dishonor, what dishonor does is it causes everything to deteriorate. Everything deteriorates under the leadership of dishonor. Everything is elevated under the leadership of honor. When we give personal leadership in our lives to be a person of honor, that you honor up, down, all around, you just live a different life. You see life differently when you live that way, because it elevates everything as opposed to everything being then done by dishonor. You see what the prophet says about this. Malachi, last book of the Bible, Malachi 1:11. This is God speaking to the prophet. He says, I'm out of all over the world. And your people who know how to worship me, all over the world, they honor me by bringing their best to me. And he says, instead of honoring me, talking to Israel this day, he says, you profane me. Instead of honoring me, you profane me. You think you're honoring me, but you don't. You profane me when you say, listen to this, worship is not important. And what we do to worship is of no account. There's going to be another world given up, there's another Israel coming up, because other people in the day were saying. And God changes that. And he says, when you say, I'm dead, and this doesn't do anything for me, they were saying it in that day. They've been saying it always. Always they've been saying it. I had people say to me, your church is dead. It's the same thing every week. And dead doesn't really hear me. It works the same thing every week. Sleep is the same thing every week. Maintenance on the yard is the same thing every week. They were saying this about life. They're the same person you were yesterday. You met the same, you didn't tell me that. They're the sameness. The sameness is part of the pattern of the path of life. Don't be too quick to get too bad. Because that's not going to touch the old honor. The old honor dodges honor, recognizes that God is something. It recognizes that God, that's why it says, honor your father and your mother. This is a promise given. To family, to children, honor your father and your mother, that it may go well with you. If you don't honor your father and mother, it ain't going well for you. So honor is what we're called to do. You're called to honor leaders. You're called to honor government. You're called to honor authorities of their kinds. You're called to honor the brotherhood. You're called to honor each other. Honor is meant to be a part and a piece of it of the way that we live our lives, is to be a people of honor. So, the truth is our picture, we started speaking about that before, our picture of lived life, if you get the picture right, you find the purpose in it. So if you get the picture of God right, then find purpose in honoring God, purpose in worshiping God, and being a regular in God. And we're also giving, which is what this passage is all about, in terms of our giving our finances and our work, and honoring God. You have a sense of priority that plays out of that, and then out of that comes great passion. So rather than being dead, I'm engaged with it, rather than being dead. So, you know, we honor God. But Proverbs says this, we honor whatever they have. And that's part of our introduction. Is that last bit there? We do that every week. And we bring our tithes and our offerings every week. We honor God. And we give our significant offerings. We do that once a year. We honor God. At that day, and then throughout the year, we honor God by putting God first in everything. Everyone say first? First. In everything. Is where God has to be. We honor God by seeking His kingdom above everything else. We honor God by integrating priorities and kingdom priorities into every space of our life. And you're thinking about that next week. That by engaging with the Spirit, that God wants to be first in every area of my life. We honor God by prioritizing worship in the church. That means coming together, you're gathering, you're the honor God, you make it the priority of our life. We honor God by loving this church and a great attitude about the church. And I had something in my testimony here this morning, and I responded to it because I said, I can't leave that alone. You ever see somebody on Facebook saying, I just can't leave that alone. I can't hear that coming. I can't let them hear it too, that comment about the church and not say something. Someone put a comment on there about the result of the Queensland election yesterday, and said that it's past his thoughts. Past is out of line. And church is out of line for the result of the election in the Labour Party going. Now, you know me. You do this dealing with me. I'm not standing here to tell anyone what they should vote. That party they should vote with is not Mark
Thank you. Thank you.
leprosy, kingdom all of you makes us like-minded. The kingdom rallies us all together, focused on the purpose of the kingdom, and it makes us like-minded. So our like-mindedness is kingdom. Where we embrace the word and the ways of God. Did you stand with me? Where we embrace the word and we embrace the ways and we embrace the person of God. We embrace kingdom mindedness because that's kingdom life. That's Bible. That's Bible. That's the idea. That's what it is. So we embrace it, we embrace it. That's that Jesus word.
Yeah. Yeah.